This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Thousands of pro-junta protesters gathered outside the French embassy in Niger's capital of Niamey on Sunday after France suspended aid over a coup, according to AFP. Some demonstrators ripped off and stamped on a plaque with the words Embassy of France in Niger, replacing it with Niger and Russian flags. The European Union has already cut off financial support, and the U.S. has threatened to do the same after military leaders announced they'd overthrown and replaced the democratically elected president. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the Biden administration has reached out to regional groups and allies over the deteriorating political situation in Niger. Russian authorities say three Ukrainian drones attacked the capital of Moscow in the early hours of Sunday morning. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
They say one person was injured and that it prompted a temporary closure of the airspace above the Russian capital. Air defense systems reportedly shot down one drone and two others were jammed, both of which crashed into the Moscow City business district. Photos from the site of one crash showed the exterior of a skyscraper damaged on one floor, but Moscow's mayor, Sergei Sobyanin, said the damage was insignificant. It's the fourth such attempt this month and the third this week, fueling concerns about Moscow's vulnerability to attacks. The Russian Defense Ministry has called the incident an attempted terrorist attack by the Kyiv regime. Without directly claiming responsibility, a spokesperson for the Ukrainian Air Force has said the Russian people were seeing the consequences of its war in Ukraine. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
For pictures, videos, and stories and more, follow the Voice of America on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. African leaders are leaving 2 days of meetings with Russian President Vladimir Putin with little to show in response to their request to resume a deal that kept grain flowing from Ukraine and to find a way to end the war there. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
During a news conference Saturday, Putin said terminating the grain deal this month caused a rise in grain prices that benefits Russian companies, and Moscow would share some of those revenues with the poorest nations. Putin also said Russia would analyze the African leader's peace proposal for Ukraine. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Tens of thousands of flag-waving Israelis renewed their protests nationwide after sundown on Saturday over measures that limited some Supreme Court power. The judicial overhaul pursued by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his right-wing government, the first part of which was passed on Monday, has sparked an unprecedented crisis and opened up a deep social divide. The race to choose a Republican nominee for the 2024 U.S. presidential election is heating up in Iowa this summer. As VOA's Kane Fairbaugh reports, the Iowa GOP's Lincoln Dinner Friday night brought nearly all of the party's candidates to one place in the state, giving each a platform to woo voters ahead of the January 15th caucus.
Iowa voter Doug Anthony knows he will be supporting a Republican in the 2024 presidential election. But 6 months before the 2024 Iowa caucus, his state's first in the nation contest to pick a Republican nominee, Anthony says he is still undecided on who he wants to lead the party.
I'm leaning toward Ron DeSantis.
We must get the job done. I will get the job done.
The Florida governor trails former President Donald Trump in polling among Republican voters in Iowa, as Trump's lead remains steady despite voters like Anthony looking for a candidate they see as more electable.
The objective is to beat Joe Biden.
Tim Hagel is a political science professor at the University of Iowa. He says he believes there could be a shift in the polling and ultimately the race for the Republican nomination if more voters become turned off as Trump's legal issues pile up. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Des Moines, Iowa.
India launched 7 satellites into orbit Sunday.
3, 2, 1, 0.
The undertaking shows off India's emerging space technology.
Plus 5 seconds.
Lift off, normal.
You are tracking?
And we have a liftoff. The PSLV C-56 first stage burning bright and the thrust is reported to be normal.
It's designed to image Earth in radar light and 6 smaller satellites. They were launched at 6:30 a.m. local time from the Satish Dhawan Space Center in southern Sriharikota. Diane Roberts, VOA News.